RV, emisora virtual de la UNAD para la audiencia global en línea.
Welcome to
In Vilonair.
The academic radio space for English learners from the Instituto Virtual de Lenguas. News, suggestions, culture, language tips, literature, entertainment, opinion, learning, sharing, and more. Welcome back.
Share, enjoy, discover, practice, and learn.
In Vilonair.
In Vilonair.
Hello, boys and girls. Bienvenidos a nuestro programa radial In Vilonair, el programa del Instituto Virtual de Lenguas de la Universidad Nacional Abierta y a Distancia.
Con ustedes, Leonardo Leguizamón Novoa, Carolina Rojas, Joan Amante y quien les habla, Carlos Vázquez, tutores del Instituto Virtual de Lenguas. Welcome everyone to our radio space.
Hi, Carol and Charlie and my dear Joanna. It is so nice to be with you here. I know our listeners can see what I'm looking at right now. You look so great today, Carito.
Oh, thank you, Leo. Thanks.
You're so welcome.
I'm a simple person. I'm wearing a blue dress, brown shoes, and a pashmina. You know, it's cold here.
Wow, Carol. You're dressed to kill, in my opinion. And Charlie, you remind me of Bruno Mars. You look so neat, colorful, and ready to rumble.
Leo, come on. I just want to look nice. It is not my fault that Bruno Mars looks like me. On the other hand, imagine Carolina in Caribbean outfit.
Wow.
It should be stunning.
Like a dream.
But Leo, what about those pants you're wearing?
Yeah, Charlie, you're so right concerning Carolina. It must be astonishing. In the other hand, these are my favorite pants. They are beige and they are so comfortable and I love them. Those pants suit with this black jersey and as usual, I am wearing my comfy gray sneakers.
You know what? We can express who we are through the colors we wear.
Yeah.
But I think that we don't have to judge each other simply because of the way they wear clothes.
Not at all.
Moreover, as dresses, clothes, shoes and garments, all in our lives is full with color. These colors are also part of us and define who we are.
They say colors show how people is feeling. For example, if you wear gray outfit, people is going to say that you are sad.
Yeah.
In the opposite, if you wear a colorful t-shirt, for example, they are going to say that you are happy.
Not only in our clothes or possessions. One of the colors that defines us the most is our skin.
You are so right, Leo. And you can see in different countries, people from diverse skin colors creating a melting pot, so typical, for example, from the United States, and what I consider badly called races.
Yeah, we're celebrating races. Today, it is a day to gather and forget colors and differences. We live and share in a planet that embraces us no matter what.
Así es, Leo. La diferencia entre los humanos, pues considero que no hay razas entre nosotros, sino más bien diferentes grados de melanina en la piel, son algo que antes de separarnos debería crearnos esa curiosidad con relación al conocimiento del otro, de admirar esas diferencias y valorar lo que tenemos.
Yeah.
Okay, let's start, Leo, Charlie and Joanna. Okay. I've got something to share with you related to this. What do you consider were the consequences of the arrival of Columbus and Europeans to America?
Well, as far as I know, there could be many consequences of them coming here, but I would like to know more about it in our section Culture and Civilization.
En ese sentido, escuchemos a Joan Amante, quien nos hablará un poco acerca de esta fecha crucial para la historia de la humanidad.
Culture and Civilization, an open window to know more about the war.
Thank you, Charlie. The date of Columbus' arrival in the Americas is celebrated in Central and South America as the Día de la Raza, Day of the Race, commemorating the first encounters of Europe and the Native Americas. It is a celebration of diversity among Native Americans and Europeans. The day commemorates the date when Christopher Columbus first set foot in the Americas. In the United States of America, it is observed in the second Monday in October. Columbus' voyages across the Atlantic Ocean initiated the European exploration and colonization of the Americas. While the first voyage in 1492 was immensely significant, Columbus did not actually reach the American mainland until his third voyage in 1492. Instead, while they're trying to find a sea road to India, he made landfall on an island in the Bahamas that he made San Salvador. He was also not the earliest European explorer to reach the Americas. The day was first celebrated in Argentina in 1917. Venezuela in 1921, Chile in 1923, Colombia in 1921, and Mexico in 1928. Argentina. In Argentina, the holiday is now known as the Day of Respect for Cultural Diversity. It is celebrated on the second Monday in October. The change of name and move away from the traditional day may reflect that some indigenous community was considered the arrival of Columbus and the Europeans as a negative event. Chile. In Chile, the holiday is known as Día del Descubrimiento de Dos Mundos and is celebrated on 12 October. Colombia. Its name was the Discovery of America, but it changed to El Día de la Raza y la Hispanidad. Honduras. In Honduras, the day is known as Discovery of America Day. United States, Columbus Day. Venezuela, Indigenous Resistance Day. Taking from officeholidays.com.
I consider it is good to keep in mind our origins. We all come from the same roots, and thus we have to live united and with respect among us.
Sí, Leo. Por eso me gusta el nombre de este día en Argentina, el Día del Respeto por la Diversidad Cultural.
Sigan conectados con Invil On Air.
Temas de actualidad, tecnología, bienestar, salud, economía y medio ambiente. Lo escuchas en nuestro programa institucional Administrando el Futuro, todos los martes 5 de la tarde, hora colombiana. Administrando el Futuro, con enfoque universitario.
Bueno, muchachos, les cuento que he salido a preguntarle a la gente sus opiniones en nuestra encuesta de la semana.
Really? Yeah. And as we are different from one another, we know that in some ways we would like to have or to be as others. That is why we ask people, if you have the chance to change something about you physically, what would it be?
Wow, Leonardo, Caro y Joana, estoy esperando estas respuestas de esa encuesta. Y saber qué dice la gente acerca de todo esto. Suena muy interesante cuán orgullosos podríamos estar de nosotros mismos.
Okay, let's listen to these surprising answers in our section, The Weekly Poll.
Do you want to know people's opinion about different topics? Don't forget to listen to the weekly poll. Remember, you can also take part in it. We want to hear from you.
Hello everyone, this is Angela. If I had the chance to change something about me, I would like to change my nose because I think it is too big, and I would like it to be a little bit smaller. That's it. Have a nice day.
Hi, this is Norma. And well, I'm in the middle age, so after you get to your 40s, you start gaining weight. And as a woman, I would like to remain the size I had 20 years ago, but the recommendation is always to eat a little bit less and to move a bit more, but because of my job behind the desk, I have gained some extra volume around my waist. That's something I would really like to change, definitely.
Hi, I hope that you are doing all great. Well, if I had the opportunity to change something, physically speaking, I'd say that I would like to I spent a little bit more of time at the gym, so I could be looking a little bit healthier, more in shape, I would say.
So, good morning, and regarding the poll on this week, I would say that one of the things that I would like to change would be my weight, because I'm a little chubby, so I think it wouldn't hurt to lose a few pounds here or there, but related to any other traits in my physical appearance, I don't think I would change anything. Not because of, you know, high self-esteem, but because, you know, each of the traits that you get, you know, comes from your parents, mom or dad. And erasing this would definitely mean erasing one big part of yourself. So I'm not for any of the cosmetical surgeries whatsoever, but I would definitely think that if you want to stay healthy and stay in shape, you gotta lose some weight. So this is gonna be it, and it was Nicholas, and this is my answer for today's poll. Bye bye.
Hi everyone. If I had the chance to change something physically, it would be the nose. I would like to have it smaller.
Okay, hello everyone, this is Yvonne. If I had the chance to change something about me, I would like to have a bigger butt, you know, and why not bigger boobs? I mean, I'm not saying that I would like to have huge ones, not just a little bit bigger. And also, I think that my ears and my nose aren't big, so I would like to have a smaller nose, maybe, and smaller ears.
Más allá de los triunfos, récords y medallas, más allá de los Nairo Quintana, Katherine Ibargüen y Mariana Pajón, hay un fenómeno que merece análisis y estudio. Por eso en Radio UNAD Virtual saltamos al campo del deporte con el uniforme de la academia. Aquí examinamos el deporte con la pasión del investigador y la lealtad del hincha. Deportes Radio UNAD Virtual, la pasión de la razón aplicada al deporte. Escúchanos en vivo todos los lunes de 3 a 4 de la tarde con repetición a las 8 y 30 de la noche. O escúchanos en diferido en los podcasts disponibles en la página. Deportes Radio UNAD Virtual, el deporte con pasión académica.
Welcome to Hocus Pocus English. Change the way to deal with your daily English.
Time ago, we had here teachers giving us advice in order to improve the way we learn English. Now, we have here Adolfo Restrepo from Palmira, who wants to give us some of those tips I think you may have in mind when learning a language.
Hi, this is a recording for In Bill On Air in its section Hocus Pocus. My name is Adolfo Leon Restrepo, and I am very pleased to be here in the show. I want to share some ideas for learning English with you for this important section of the program. I've been an English teacher for the past 15 years, And one of the biggest recommendations for my students is the exercise of listening, repeating, and imitating. In the exercise of pronunciation, people are always aware or scared or afraid about the exercise of pronunciation. One of the best ways to work on the pronunciation is on the exercise of listening, repeating, and imitating. Sometimes when we listen to people talking or speaking the language, we might understand some words, but there are some other words that we don't understand. In the words that we do understand, or in the whole dialogue of a person, let's try to listen carefully what they are saying. Let's repeat the words in our minds, and finally imitate those sounds that the person is actually saying. This is a really good exercise for music or videos where you listen to people talking, or even for the movies. Every time that you listen to somebody speaking the language, in this case, of course, English, try to listen carefully, repeat whatever the person is saying, and imitate exactly the same sounds. This is one of the activities that I have done in order to keep my level of pronunciation, repeating and imitating the sounds of what I listened out of the videos, the movies, or people around speaking the language. Having a really good conversation with somebody in the language is always fun, and a really nice way to understand more is to listen carefully, repeat the words of what the person is saying, and imitate those sounds. This is one of the best alternatives for a person to work on the pronunciation. And once again, you can do it with songs, videos in general, movies, or people who are talking around you. Another really good way for learning English and practicing it is joining conversation groups at institutes or some bars. There are some clubs where you can actually go and meet up with people that are foreigners, and by listening to them you can actually work on your pronunciation and actually practice what I have recommended to you today, the exercise of listening, repeating, and imitating. Thank you very much. I really hope that my advice is useful for you. See you next time. Bye-bye.
Listen, repeat, and imitate. Tres palabras clave para mejorar nuestra producción oral y auditiva, muchachos.
Así es, Caro. El aprender un idioma es de constante práctica. Por eso, estas recomendaciones ofrecidas por Adolfo son geniales. Algo que todo aprendiz del idioma debe saber es que incluso el hecho de alcanzar un buen nivel del idioma no te asegura que conozcas el idioma para toda tu vida. Varios estudios al respecto demuestran que después de 2 años sin usarlo, pierdes mucho de este aprendizaje que has adquirido. Por esto, es muy importante la práctica constante, y muchas de las certificaciones internacionales pierden su validez luego de 2 años de haber sido realizada la prueba. Por eso, cuando alguna institución solicita una certificación de un idioma, esta debe tener una fecha no mayor a 2 años de vigencia con relación a la fecha en la cual se presenta.
Si quieres conocer más sobre temas de actualidad, curiosidades, nuestra tierra, sus comunidades y su gente, sintoniza todos los jueves a las 10 de la mañana Tejiendo Palabras, un programa del Sistema Nacional de Educación Permanente de la UNAD.
Carpe diem. Learn how to take care about yourself.
The Norwegian Nobel Committee has decided to award the Nobel Peace Prize for 2016 to Colombian President Juan Manuel Santos for his resolute efforts to bring the country's more than 50-year-long civil war to an end. The fact that the majority of the voters said no to the peace accord does not necessarily mean that the peace process is dead. The referendum was not a vote for or against peace. The referendum was what the no side rejected was not the desire for peace, but a specific peace agreement.
I won't just survive. Oh, you will see me thrive. Can write my story.
I'm beyond. Carito, I heard you yesterday that you were short of time. I know that you have been so busy, but have you tried to get the most of your time?
Ay, Leo, yo trato de aprovechar al máximo el tiempo, pero a veces me estreso porque siento que quiero hacer muchas cosas.
Es de admirar cuando una persona puede mantener un cronograma para sus actividades diarias y uno se pregunta, ¿pero cómo hacen? Esto significa que manejan un autocontrol muy definido y son capaces de mantener la calma en situaciones de estrés, aunque el ejercicio también influye, pero esto será tema de otro programa.
That's right. Gira Ibarra is here to teach us how to manage time in order to live better and unstressed.
Much everyone in the studio. Well, many of us, when we reach our 30 years of age, are working hard, raising a family, and trying to do our best to enjoy our life. But most of the time, we find ourselves consumed by our work, the children, and the everyday life. It is difficult to manage the time for our responsibilities and the leisure time we have left. So today, I want to share with all of you some tips to get the most of our time and not feel exhausted by our work and responsibilities. The first tip is to always keep in mind that your spiritual life is the most important thing. Apart from time for spiritual exercises, whether it is praying or meditating, it is great to do it in the early morning before you begin your daily activities. The second tip is to try to take 5 to 10 minutes to do some workout. This will help you to stretch out your muscles and your body will relax completely. So you can do this in your house or your office if you find a place to. And the third tip, which is a very important one, is to organize your time. Do not let the craziness of a busy schedule consume you. Organize your time. Try to be productive in your workplace the most you can, and never, never take work home. Remember, your family is the most precious gift you could ever have. Make it the first in your life, and the rest will flow easily. This was Gira Ibarra from Riohacha, Guajira, reporting for Inville on Air.
I think I'll record this note in my cell phone and listen to it every day when I wake up in order to put these tips into practice.
Sí, así es, Leo, Charlie, Joana. Yo también la descargaré en mi celular, pero bueno, no la escucharé apenas me levante todos los días.
Así es, viejo. Todos los tips que nos acaba de dar Gira para aprovechar nuestro tiempo son valiosísimos, tanto para practicar listening como para mejorar nuestro ritmo de vida.
Talking about time, I'm the one who will have to tell you that this is it for today.
Si quieren saber acerca del por qué octubre es considerado el mejor mes del año, No se pierdan nuestro próximo programa. Escríbanos a nuestro correo si tienen alguna sugerencia o quieren darnos sus opiniones acerca de nuestro programa. Inville on Air@gmail.com.
Síguenos por Facebook, @InvilleOnAirIsBack, Twitter, @InvilleOnAir, Instagram, @InvilleOA.
Bye bye.
Inville on Air.
Chase through the madness.
Esto es RV, Radio UNAD Virtual.